Blog Talk Radio.
To Sports Urban Legend with Warrior Mamo. I'm McCorley Matthew. I'm the co-host for the show. And here's your host, Warrior Mamo.
Hey, everybody, ladies and gentlemen, what's going on? This is Sports Urban Legend with your host, of course. I'm Warrior Mamo. We're going to be talking sports. We're going to start off with the hot stove, talk a little Mets, what key acquisitions they need to get in order to hopefully get themselves to the promised land. Which they haven't been since 2000. They haven't won the World Series since 86. So they have a lot of stuff. Of course, Yankees. We're gonna talk a little Yankees and their final reach to the final destination. They finally got their 27th. We'll of course talk about that also.
Yeah.
And yes, unfortunately, we'll talk a little Knicks and Nets too.
Oh, boo.
We'll talk a little football, a little gridiron with the Jets and their heartbreaking loss, which unfortunately we'll get into that also. And Giants didn't lose. They're probably the only team that haven't lost today since they had the bye week.
Yeah.
And I guess we'll toss a little hockey for some of you hockey fans out there. Yeah. So before we start the show, I guess I'll give you a little background about me. Of course, I'm Will. I'm a diehard Mets, Knicks, and a Jets fan. I've been a Mets fan for the past 10 years.
Yep.
A Knicks fan forever. And I've been following the Jets during the Herman Edwards era. So, McCauley, you could give a little feedback about your sports background, if you'd like.
Well, you know, just like you, I'm a Knicks fan, unfortunately. And I'm also a Yankee fan who just won their 27th championship 2 weeks ago. And I'm a Giant fan, New York Giant fan. And like you said, they were off today, so they couldn't lose. And I'm a New York Ranger fan, even though I don't watch them. So here we go.
Yeah, I hear you.
And we've hosted a show before on when we were students at Brooklyn College together.
Right.
It was several shows. Your show called the William Ramone Show, my show called Macaulay Matthew Show, and the guy show with another guy.
Right.
What's his name? Jason Green?
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, we're
doing this radio thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, of course, we did our Blog Talk Radio debut yesterday on your show, I'm Mac.
Yeah, I'm Mac, which airs Saturdays at 11. But this is not about my show. This is about your show today.
Yeah, but, you know, doesn't hurt for a little plug, you know.
Yeah, but my show, I don't think anyone cares right now.
Yeah, but if
it's about you today.
Yeah, no,
about
I know.
You today.
But, you know, 11 to 12, you know, check it out.
Yeah.
On that. So, I guess, without further ado, let's get into the hot stove.
Well, the Mets, not the Mets, what I'm saying, the baseball awards are going to be announced the next several weeks. And I think Tuesday they're going to announce the Rookie of the Year awards, starting Tuesday in baseball.
Right.
Who do you think deserves the American League Rookie of the Year?
That's a good question. I haven't been following the AL rookies for that matter. I've been unfortunately been paying attention to my my team's the debacles. But yeah, unfortunately, give me. Can you think of some off the top of my head?
Man, I can't even think of any either.
Yeah.
Well, okay, what about the major ones? Like the Cy Young MVP awards.
Oh, okay. Let's definitely get into that. Cy Young, it could go to let's see. Which one, the AL or the National League?
Well, yeah, American League, you know, you could start off with that if you want.
Sure.
I mean, you know, there's
you can't go wrong. You can't go wrong with Roy Halladay. You know, he was on a third place team.
Yeah.
And not to mention, he's arguably the best pitcher. You can make a case between him and Johan Santana, who's the best.
Right.
So, if you'd ask me, I'd go with him. I mean, there are some other good candidates.
CC,
right? He did lead you guys to the World Series after refusing you guys initially. But,
yeah.
But he definitely stepped up in the postseason, which he didn't do prior to joining the Yankees. So,
right.
Much kudos to him. But if I had to choose between the other candidates, I'd definitely pick Roy Halladay.
I would take Verlander. Guy had he won 19 games. He had a low ERA. Granky, he had the lowest ERA in the American League, I think, right?
I know he definitely did in the start of the year. He might have.
Yeah, I think he deserves it because he's on a losing team, and you know, he I think he was probably the best pitcher in the American League this year overall.
Yeah,
in baseball, maybe.
He definitely started out that way, so.
Yeah.
That's not a bad pick, and the Royals, you know, they need vast improvement as well. So,
yeah,
he is definitely a strong candidate for the Cy Young Award.
Yeah.
How about the NL? Who would you pick?
In the NL, I'll probably go with. Well, Santana, I mean, he went, like, because the Mets were losing so much, I mean, he really didn't have that good of a record. So,
okay.
You know, how many wins did he finish with, 16?
No, unfortunately, he finished with 13, and then he had the I believe the elbow problem, and pretty much ended his year. He had to get a surgery for that, but he should be ready for the start of. Oh wait, was it his elbow or was it his knee? I'm trying to think. Well, he had surgery on it, so he should be ready for spring training. But it's been a cause for alarm that these past two seasons he's been with the Mets, he's had surgeries at the end of the year.
Right.
But once that guy is healthy, you know, he's definitely the best, if not the one or two, you know, best pitchers in the game. So.
Yeah, you got that right, yeah. And I'd probably go with maybe Lincecum again.
Yeah, he's been good these past couple of years. But he was the 08 Cy Young Award winner.
Yeah.
When I thought Santana should have won, but he definitely had that young guy, he definitely deserved it.
Yeah, even though he got a stop for marijuana. It's off season by a cop.
I guess that's his spinach.
Yeah, that makes him pitch better. You know.
But he is a phenomenal young pitcher.
Yeah, I'd want him. I'd want him on my team. I need it.
Definitely. Definitely.
Now you would too.
Oh yeah, definitely. I'd definitely sign up for him on the Mets.
Yeah, you would take him over any of those guys except for Santana.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
Yeah.
So, of course, you heard about the rumors in the hot stove. Mets possibly signing Matt Holliday or trading for Roy Holliday or signing John Lackey, who could go to either Mets, New York or either New York team, either Mets or Yankees. So where do you think Lackey's going to head?
I think he'll either land with the New York Mets or with the Boston Red Sox.
Wow, you don't think he's coming here?
Yeah, that's why I said he could go either with the New York Mets or Boston Red Sox.
No, I'm saying you don't think he might go to the Yankees or?
No, I don't think the Yankees are going to. I think they're going to go after like a low profile pitcher. Maybe a Bronson Arroyo, maybe. I don't think they're going to go after a guy like Lackey. Because, the Yankees already have CC Sabathia, Burnett. Maybe Pettit might come back next year. Who knows? They still got Hughes, who they might put back in the starting rotation, you know. And they, who knows, they may bring back Chin Ming Wan also.
Right. Chin Ming Wan is a potential non-tender candidate.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I do tend – history should say – Yankees will definitely get into the mix, especially if Red Sox and Mets are the final two teams' possible candidates. But I think even though there are rumors because of the Madoff situation, Mets might be gun-shy to pony up a lot of money. But I think they'll definitely go after him because they definitely need a solid number two pitcher to go behind Johan Santana. As
right.
we all saw, Pelfrey – Maine and Perez, they haven't proven as of yet, if ever, that they are reliable number two starters. So they should definitely go after John Lackey and or they should definitely, but at all costs, they should definitely try to investigate to see if they have the prospects to try to acquire Roy Holliday and try to sign him to extension.
Right, yeah. I agree with you. Yeah. You got the Mets definitely need to get Holliday, I think. And hey, if they could make a trade, if they could trade Reyes, although I know you like Reyes, right?
Yep.
You love the guy.
Yeah.
He's like the Jeter for you Mets fans.
Well, I mean, you could say that. But then again, he hasn't won a championship yet, let alone five. But, I know some Mets fans have been a little soured on him because he has been injured this year and prior to 06 he has been plagued with the injury bug, but when this guy is healthy he's arguably the most exciting player in the game. So
yep,
and I don't think they would ask for Reyes because because of, as of right now, Reyes is still untouchable. And plus,
right.
Reyes is hurt, so you're not going to – his trade value is very low. So I don't think they will, and I don't think they should trade Wright or Reyes.
Yeah, I agree with you. Because, you know, the guy's still young, and he has potential. He's a very good player with you guys. So, yeah, maybe you guys should hold on to him.
Yeah, I definitely think so.
But, I mean, but let's say that the Blue Jays want Reyes, Pelfrey, and Maine. Come on, you got to, for Halliday, I mean, you got to do that trade, even though Halliday's going to be a free agent next season.
Well, yeah, you got to do whatever you got to do to get to get Roy Halliday. But as of right now, I don't think it would have to, you'd have to break up the core to do it.
Right.
I think what they should do is try to build around the core to make the team stronger instead of subtracting your strength. Sure, Wright had a power drop this year, hitting only 10 home runs.
Yeah.
I mean, his he still had a high batting average, still hit over like 310 or so. But unfortunately, right. His strikeout totals were very alarming, along with right. the power numbers. So Wright definitely needs to fix his swing.
Yeah.
And that should hopefully fix his numbers to where it usually is, 30 home
yeah.
runs, 100 RBIs, and batting over 300.
Right. But like you said, you got to do anything to get Halliday. I mean, even if it means giving up a future Hall of Famers. Although,
yeah,
you know. We don't know if Reyes is going to turn out to be a future Hall of Famer yet.
Yeah, they definitely have many more years to try to put up the numbers they were putting up prior to this season. So
they have
a long way to go. If they keep putting up the numbers that they were putting up, aside from this year, they should definitely make it to the Hall of Fame. But that's a long way to go, as we saw in '86. I mean, you know, the 80s team, I mean, you know, Doc and Darryl, of course they had, you know, drug problems, which led to their downfall in their career. But,
right.
you know, you never know who's going to be a Hall of Famer until their career is done.
Yeah, you're right.
So where do you think Roy is going to, do you think Roy Halliday is going to get traded? And if so, where do you think he's going to head over to?
I think he's going to probably stay with the Blue Jays for one more year, and then he'll be a free agent next season, and maybe, who knows, maybe the Red Sox try to get him, the Yankees may go after him, but I think he stays with the Blue Jays.
Every day he, you know, he stays with them, he's one day closer to his free agency and still with the Blue Jays, but I think he will get traded.
If he gets traded, then I don't know. Maybe the Phillies might try. They may even go after him. No.
Phillies will definitely try. Phillies, Red Sox. They've always been known to have depth in their farm system. So those are the two likely places. But I'm crossing my fingers. And of course, you can never count out the Yankees to swoop in.
Right.
But like I was saying about the Santana situation, I'm crossing my fingers that hopefully we'll have the same situation that, you know, the other teams start to drop out of the Santana sweepstakes. Hopefully
right.
that will happen with Roy Halliday, and Mets can swoop in and get him. But it's going to be definitely hard to acquire a talent such as Roy Halliday.
Halliday, yeah. Well, what about the Yankees? I mean, they just won a World Series. How do you feel after they won it?
Well, I am a Mets fan, and of course, I know you know, a lot of Yankee people who, you know, rips into me when they win, but, you know, I gave you guys credit.
Yeah.
you guys did what you guys had to do.
Yeah.
You guys, A-Rod finally won a title.
Right.
DC finally won the title. You guys are all producing. The only thing I'm glad about is that you guys kick Philly's butt. That's all I care about. That's the only thing I'm happy about. I'm not either way. I mean, it's a lose-lose situation for a Mets fan.
Yeah.
That's probably the worst World Series you'll ever see.
Hopefully that doesn't happen again next year, right?
Yeah, I hope not. the only way I'd want to see the Yankees in the World Series is if there's a Subway Series and Mets get their revenge.
Oh yeah, if you guys
for
are
2000.
Now, what was I gonna say?
But you have a long way to go.
Yankee fan?
Say what?
Would you ever convert to Yankee fan?
Nope. Would you ever convert to a Mets fan?
Wow, that's one of the toughest questions ever. Probably not. Let's say you met a hot Yankee girl, and she wanted you to convert to Yankee fan. Wouldn't you think about that?
I think about it, but I wouldn't really.
Oh, okay. Because you're a diehard Mets fan. You're a Mets fan for life.
Nope.
Okay. That's good, though. Because these days you got a lot of bandwagon fans, so.
Yeah, believe that.
Yeah, that's good. Now, I know we were talking off air and you were talking about the Jets who had a debacle today.
Talk about
that a little bit.
Yep. If you didn't see the Jets lost a heartbreaker at the Giant Stadium.
Yeah.
It was like 24-21 was the final, I believe.
Yeah, and like it was 4 minutes and they were down, I think by they were down by three. What was the score? It was 21-16, I think. But 4 minutes they were down there. I think didn't they score a touchdown or something?
Yeah, they did. They had the lead. They definitely had the lead, and
they took the lead, and then they gave up the lead.
Yeah, and the whatchamacallit, the Jaguars, they made a smart play. They had a chance to score a touchdown with a little over a minute to go, but instead, right where the Jaguar, you know, he went down on one knee. I forgot his name. He got down on one knee. He purposely fell just short of the touchdown. He fell like 1 yard short of the touchdown, so he could kill the clock, huh?
The quarterback you're talking about?
No, it wasn't the quarterback. It was probably was the running back. I didn't really see who it was. He fell 1 yard short of the touchdown, and he purposely did that on purpose so he could run the clock, so they could just have enough time so they could kick the field goal with like 3 seconds left.
Oh, okay.
Because you know, if they took the chance and scored the touchdown, then Jets would have, you never know, Jets could have, with like 1 minute to go, maybe Leonard could have rushed for a rushing touchdown. Who knows?
Yeah.
But they made the smart play to kill the clock and just kick the game-winning field goal.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the Jets, I mean, they're still in rebuilding mode. I mean, they got a young quarterback, a new coach.
Yeah.
You know, a new player. So, you know, they're still in the rebuilding phase.
Yeah, they started out strong. They went 3-0, and then they lost the next 5 out of 7, right there. Right, I forgot to include this loss into it.
Yeah. I think it is 5 out of 6.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, because they won against the Raiders, and they haven't won since, you know, the Raiders game, and before that they lost 3 or 4 in a row before that.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're right.
So yeah, another heartbreaking loss by the Jets.
Yeah.
You could put that with the Dolphins game. They played pretty tough both games, but first game against the Dolphins, the Wildcat offense just, had their way with the Jets defense.
Yeah.
And then the second game, they definitely did a strong job with the second Dolphins game. They had a great they had an all around great game, but the Dolphins
came short.
Yeah, they fell out. They fell short.
So what are you expecting from the Jets? Do you expect them to make a push for the playoffs, or do you think they're just gonna fall short?
Looks like they're gonna fall short, because realistically, for them to make the playoff, they'd have to go 6-1 to make
true.
It. So yeah, realistically, they might make it. They might win 3 or 4 more games to make it close, but they'll fall short of making the postseason.
Well, you never know though. Anything happened in the NFL.
Yeah. True.
Teams that, go on a hot streak and they go into the playoffs hot. Like the Eagles, last year.
And
anything can happen.
And for example, your Giants, they started out 5-0 and then they lost the next 4.
Yeah.
But I mean, they still got a shot. Plus, I know they have a new offensive coordinator.
Yep.
And defensive coordinator. So. But they still have most of the players were on that Super Bowl team a couple of years ago. So
they have a new offensive coordinator.
Oh, I mean the defensive though.
Oh, defensive. Okay.
Definitely
Sheridan. Yeah.
Right. To replace Spagnuolo.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess he's. I don't know. We'll see how the Giants do when they come off from this break, but. I mean, they're still in this division. I mean, the Eagles are losing right now to the Chargers, and the Cowboys, they're losing right now to the Packers. So,
I definitely agree with you. They both teams have went to a tailspin, but
yeah.
You could give the Giants some credit because they've been in postseason. They've had success in the postseason, so they could kind of right the ship.
Yeah, you're right. So we'll see how they do when they come back from the break. Maybe they'll play better. Who knows?
Yeah.
And they've had a lot of injuries, too, so that plays a big part in that. And why they lost 4 straight. But, you want to talk about the WWE a little bit?
Sure, why not?
I know it's some people don't consider it a sport.
Well, yeah, it is sports entertainment.
Man.
I don't mind.
Yeah, it's sports entertainment, and we love it,
Yeah.
These days, who's your favorite wrestler? Is it still MVP?
Yeah, it's still MVP. They definitely need to give him a push, though. Because it's after he won the Intercontinental title, after he lost the Intercontinental title, He formed the tag team with Mark Henry, and they look like they're a solid tag team, but they haven't won the unified titles because Jericho and Big Show they've formed a dominant team, so nobody has been able to defeat the Jericho yet.
Yeah,
might be DX most likely.
No, maybe at Monday Night Raw, maybe they'll be defeated this year. Well, it's not really going to be a tag team match. It's going to be a triple threat tag team.
Right. Yeah, DX, Shawn Michaels, and Triple H versus Chris Jericho and Big Show versus the both heavyweight champions, the WWE champion, John Cena, and, of course, the dead man, the Phenom, the
Undertaker. Yeah.
And luckily for you, man, you're going to be there to see it all tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm going to be there tomorrow. I'm going to go with my younger brother who loves wrestling. And, we're just going to go there, Because I've never been to a wrestling event before, so I'm going to go there, watch it, see the divas, you know. Because that's the main reason I'm going to see the divas.
Right.
So, you know, I'll give you an update next week on how that went.
Yeah, definitely let us know how that is.
Yeah, I definitely will. Give you a diva update on the Eve Torres, Kelly Kelly, and the Bella Twins.
Yep. Yeah, unfortunately, I haven't been to a WWE event, but I'll definitely have to catch one in the near future.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think probably next month they're going to be in New Jersey. You can always go to New Jersey and see them. SmackDown's going to be in New Jersey next month.
True.
So you can always go there, you know, go see it.
Yeah, I think
go
I'm
to New Jersey, huh?
Want
to wait till they're in the garden again?
Yeah, most likely.
Okay.
Maybe I'll go to there one time, but. And I think I want to, the first of the WWE event, I want to. Want to be like at the garden.
Yeah. It's gonna be gonna give you guys an update, so I'll tell you how I went, you know, next week.
So I guess since we're talking about that, how about the Survivor Series predictions? Who do you think's gonna win the triple threat match for the WWE title versus John Cena, the WWE champion, versus Triple H and Shawn Michaels.
What matches are there?
It's a triple threat match.
Oh, okay. It's a triple. Okay, and give me a. Is it DX?
Yeah. DX versus John Cena. The game Triple H versus the Heartbreak Kid Shawn Michaels.
It's not a tag team. I thought it was a tag team match.
No.
I'm thinking
triple
about Raw then.
No. I'm talking about Survivor Series predictions.
Yeah, I was thinking about Raw. Sorry about that.
No problem.
I think John Cena will come up. He'll come up victorious.
Yeah, I think so too. Because if Shawn Michaels or Triple H win. Then that would most likely, like they've been hinting, would be the end of DX. Because
right.
I would assume if one of them wins, one of them would turn heel.
Yeah. I think it's definitely going to be John Cena.
I think John Cena's going to win.
Yeah.
And what about the World Heavyweight Triple Threat match? Jericho, Big Show versus The Undertaker. Who do you think is going to win now?
Jericho versus Big Show.
Yeah, no, Jericho versus Undertaker, you know, the triple threat match for the World Heavyweight title.
Oh, right. Man. That might be the Undertaker. Undertaker might come. He might win. He might be, I could see Undertaker winning that match.
Yeah, I think so, too, because if not, it would kind of break up their tag team. It would most likely lead to the end of their tag team, you know.
Yeah.
One of the, you know, like Jericho would prove, like how he always says, he's the best at what he does today.
Right.
So if he wins the title, that's going to prove he's better than Big Show. And that's going to cause a little dissension between their strong tag team.
Yeah, I could definitely see them, see Undertaker beating both, kicking the crap out of both of them.
Yeah. And,
I'm getting tired of this Jericho, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, Jericho is actually the more entertaining of the two. You know, him on Raw, he has that great, you know, like moments with the guest host stuff, with the guest show. But they need to really kill that guest host thing.
Oh yeah.
If it's not a former WWE legend or a WWE fan who's a celebrity.
Right.
It doesn't work. If it's just a guy who, you know, who just, like, let's say ZZ Top, they just want to promote their stuff and they don't really interact with the fans or the WWE talent, the superstars, it's not really going to seem natural.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. Didn't that, the NASCAR guys were like that a little bit, don't you think?
Yeah, a bit. I mean, they were bland.
You know.
I mean, they tried. I mean, fortunately, one of them called Kofi Kingston Kofi Johnston.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I remember that. Yeah.
But yeah, it doesn't work unless if you're a former WWE Hall of Famer, or a fan, a true WWE fan. Because when you're a true WWE fan, you kind of like, you know, you relish the opportunity that you're actually in the WWE ring.
Yeah.
You're not a fan or someone who knows the business. You're just going to promote your stuff, and you're not going to have that interaction with the fans.
Yeah. The WWE is going to be like SNL almost.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is right now. The only
SNL has a co-host every week, celebrity hosting the show.
Yeah. That's why the only guest host I'm really looking forward to is of course The Rock, which is he's rumored to host the first show the first Raw of the year.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to that to see how that.
Because
The Rock hasn't been in WWE in a while.
Yeah, he hasn't wrestled since WrestleMania 20, 2004.
That's a long time.
Yeah. And as a Rock fan, you know, it hasn't been the same since he retired and went to do movies.
Yeah, you're a big Rock fan.
Yep.
You loved him since you were in kindergarten.
I guess you could say that.
But I mean, you know, that'd be great when he comes back. You know, hopefully he has a. So he's some funny. Well, of course, you could expect Rock to be funny.
Yeah, of course.
Make fun of people, you know.
Yeah, even that the SmackDown 10th anniversary. That was that wouldn't make his top 10 or 20 promos, but
yeah.
As bad as the promos have been this year, it's easily the best of the year.
Yeah. All right, the funny thing that he did say was who's Dolph Ziggler?
Yeah.
So I did get a little chuckle when he said that.
Yeah, he had some funny moments. You know, he did use all the lines he made famous and, you know, in the, like, 99 to, like, the early 2000s.
Yeah.
So he used all those lines.
Guy was amazing, man. He was amazing for the WWE.
Yeah.
Guys like John Cena, Randy Orton.
Yeah. Hopefully, I hope he faces Shawn Michaels. Because, shockingly enough, those two legends never face each other.
Yeah, they never talked.
Yeah, I mean,
wrestled.
Because when he was coming up, Shawn Michaels was, you know, a heavyweight. He was a heavyweight, you know, contender.
He was like
the
main guy, yeah.
Yeah, while Rock was like, you know, intercontinental, starting to rise up, kind of. So by the time when Shawn Michaels got the injury in WrestleMania 14, Shawn Michaels retired, and that's when Rock and Stone Cold really took their rivalry and their popularity to that next level.
Yeah.
And then when Shawn Michaels came back from his back injury, that cost him 4 years of his career, that was around the time when Rock, left.
Right.
So their paths crossed here and there, but they never wrestled.
I think if they ever did wrestle, I mean, it would be a good match, but it wouldn't be as exciting if they would have like wrestled years ago.
Yeah, like it would have been 98.
Yeah, exactly. 97, around that
time. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it'd still be a great match if it was on Raw or WrestleMania 26 this year's one. I think it'd be a great one, but yeah, I agree. It probably would be better because they'd be, you know, younger. But I think they could still pull it off. Hey, look at Undertaker and Shawn Michaels. They brought down the house. So I think it'll still be a great match.
Shawn Michaels and Undertaker have wrestled more than once, so, you know.
Well, yeah, that's true. They have that familiarity.
Yeah. But The Rock and Shawn Michaels, they've never wrestled before.
Yeah. Or Rock and Cena, for that matter.
Yeah, that's another match people would love to see.
Yeah. So preferably, it'd be great if he wrestled one of them on, probably, preferably Cena at Raw, and then he fight Shawn Michaels in the WrestleMania. That would definitely be a match up there with his Stone Cold rivalry with that Hogan at WrestleMania 18.
Yeah. Do you think TNA is going to be give a WWE a run for its money?
It's possible, because I think WWE fans, it's kind of like the Knicks-Nets situation. You know, WWE is, you know, that's the main wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
When you think of wrestling, you think of WWE.
Right.
TNA, I mean, they look like they're following after the WCW formula, which was successful.
Right.
And they got Hogan, they got Bischoff. There's rumors that they might get Ric Flair, Stone Cold, and Macho Man. So who knows?
Yeah, it looks like TNA stepping up their game.
Yeah, and maybe if TNA step up their game, maybe WWE will go back to the Attitude Era. And because WWE, I mean, it's like they're trying to be kid-friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't do that with, I mean, professional wrestling. These are guys who are literally beating the crap out of each other.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it doesn't work.
Yeah, and this kid-friendly thing is getting boring.
Yeah, and they're even watering down the good guys. That's why, I mean,
oh, yeah.
John Cena, I mean, he's one of the popular wrestlers, but he's also one of the most hated wrestlers, you know.
Yeah, he doesn't rap anymore like he used to.
Yeah, I like the John Cena's word life version, you know.
Yeah,
the
me
rapper
too.
Rapper with the chains and stuff like that. The Marky Mark wannabe, you know, version of him. Because he spoke his mind. He, you know, he didn't care what other people think. This John Cena, he just yells at the top of his lungs.
Yeah.
He tries
that's
too hard
funny.
To get the fans to like him. He should just, you know, improve on his repertoire, you know, add more moves to his wrestling moves, and fans would like him.
Yeah, I agree with you.
It's the heels that the fans like more, like Jericho.
Yeah. CM Punk.
Even though they boo him, you know, there are some people, you know,
because,
you know, they still, like, especially some places, you know, they, whatever, if that same wrestler, let's say CM Punk was a good guy, he comes to the arena 1 week as a good guy, they'll cheer for him, and then if he comes to that same arena the next week, they're going to boo him as a heel.
Yeah, you're right.
It's like they're brainwashed to whatever gimmick they're playing.
Yeah, but CM Punk makes a better villain than a good guy, though.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because I'll be honest with you, when he was a good guy, I found him bland and boring. But
right.
Now that he's a heel, I'm actually listening to what he has to say when he wrestles.
Yeah.
He definitely has the swagger when he's a villain.
Yeah, I like him better, you know. It seems like he has more of an aura around him when he's a bad guy than when he's a good guy.
Yeah, definitely.
But you know what wrestler I think they should give a really push? They should give a big push to is R-Truth.
Yeah, definitely. His What's Up entrance. That's like the only entrance that the new wrestlers have. That the new wrestlers, the Cena's, the Randy Orton. Like after those guys, those young guys. After that, he's like his intro. Intro actually gets the fans engaged into the, you know, when he comes into the ring.
Yeah, I love his song. If you get it, then you win it. And then, what's up? What's up? What's up?
Yeah.
You can sing better than me, but I can't really sing. But sing it. You know how to sing it, right?
I don't know the whole words to it.
You get it? This is it. You get it? If you get it, what's up? What's up? I only know the what's up part. The other parts I don't really know.
Yeah, I know that what was it, the second verse when he's like, you could get with this or you could get with that.
Yeah.
This is where it's at. What's up?
Yeah.
That's the only part I know from the song other than the what's up part.
the guy's 37, you know that?
Oh really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. So he is a little up there in age, but I think they should, you know, give him a shot at the heavyweight title.
Yeah, he definitely should. But they should before he does it, he's most likely gonna have to win the United States title, like tag team title, before he goes. He's not like, you know, a super heavyweight like Hogan or Undertaker who just, you know, he just steps, you know, he just comes into, you know, the WWE and then he's gonna win a, you know, the WWE title. So I think if you see him win the Intercontinental title, which John Morrison currently has,
mm-hmm.
I would assume he'd have to face a heel. Maybe Dolph Ziggler would win it, and then
right.
he'd start a feud with him.
Yeah. I would definitely love to see that guy win a title. Guy,
yeah,
he has a showmanship. He could he's quick. He could wrestle.
Mm. Yep.
And he's black.
I'd
no?
Yeah, I'd love to see MVP win one. I think he has the potential, you know. He needs to just work a little bit on the mic skills, a little bit, you know, of his wrestling moves.
Mm-hmm.
Change his playmaker, which takes forever to do. And so he should do the move that he, I don't know if he still calls it the drive-by, the move like when he runs and he like kicks you. I know you know what I'm talking about. Like he throws the person to the turnbuckle.
Yeah.
At full speed,
yeah.
And then he just runs and kicks the person right in the head.
Yeah.
That move would be
about.
More devastating.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Maybe you should call it like the timeout or something.
I think they should change MVP song. I mean, it's not bad, the song that he has now, but I think they should give him that song, remember that rap song, Ballin', who sing that, what's his name,
Ballin', yeah. But he used Ballin' in the thing, maybe what he should have is, like, before he comes out when they got that, you should come out, you hear the audio, like, Ballin', and then they click then they go to that like that time ticking thing and then go to it. And he thinks, it's like when they say I'm coming, he just comes right after. He should like kinda like get the fans, you know, anticipating him coming out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, it wouldn't be bad, I think. But I think they should, you know, at least I don't know, add that song to his current intro or get rid of the old intro, the current intro, I should say.
Yeah.
No, just to give him some more excitement when he comes out, like R-Truth.
Yeah, he definitely needs to do that.
Yeah.
But I mean, the fans are pulling for him, but he could take it to that next level.
Yeah.
That, you know, WWE can't deny it, and then they'll, you know, make him a heavyweight contender, or at least a tag team contender right now.
Yeah.
Because right now he's like a man between belts. It's like it seems like he's too big for the United States title, but he's not. I don't see him as a heavyweight contender yet.
Well, they stopped giving them a push.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. So we need to push the guy.
Yep. Talk about a team who needs a push. The Knicks, man.
Oh boy.
They, July 1, 2010.
That's what we're waiting for.
It can't come any sooner.
Yeah, I'm hoping the Knicks get LeBron James because this team right now, they can't win any game. Any game. I mean, you could play them against a high school prep team. They won't beat them.
Yep.
They won't even beat us. If we play together, they won't beat us.
They can't be. They wouldn't beat us if we were blindfolded and we had that soccer girl.
They can't guard anybody. You know, they shoot a lot of threes.
And then they don't guard any threes. It looks like the way how they play defense. It's like they make it look like they're playing against the Hoosiers or something from the movie. It's like they just watch in slow motion. They don't guard anybody with the three. It's like when the opponent's taking a three, they just stop and watch and look as the ball releases from the guy's hand and goes in slow motion right into the three.
Yeah,
for a three. Nothing but net.
Man, that team, it makes me too depressed, man. I can't even talk.
I know. Tell me about it. And when a Knick player is shooting a three, they're stopping and watching to see if the ball goes in. They don't even they don't even try to get a rebound.
Yeah.
I mean, I was optimistic that maybe LeBron. Well, he might come here, but every loss they take,
that decreases the chance.
Not to mention, they always had a draft pick because they traded away in the Marbury trade to Phoenix, and then that pick got to Utah.
Yep.
There's really no hope for this team to improve unless they start dealing people away. I mean, as long as they don't increase the salary for this year.
Man.
Because it's a superstar player, but. I have no idea. You have a long way to go.
These Knicks, man.
What else can you say?
They make me want to. Well, you know, I'm not. I remember I told you yesterday that I'm still on a Yankee high, so.
Off the Yankee win.
Yeah. So the Knicks, they don't make me want to. They don't make me want to jump off a building yet. They don't make me want to, you know. Punch a car or punch someone in the face because of that, you know.
Don't do that.
No, I'm just joking, but I feel like sometimes I feel like I want to. Because he's damn Knicks, man.
Besides, you never know if it might be that soccer lady. put you in the Stone Cold Stunner.
Nah, I'm not going to go that route and, you know, elbow and trip people and pull people's ponytail. These Knicks, they're bad, man.
Yeah.
It's not the Patrick Ewing days.
You're not, man.
Because at least in the Patrick Ewing days, you know, we won games.
Yeah, we had a shot. They actually played defense. They hustled. They actually exemplified what a Knicks team is all about. These guys are just perpetrators. They don't even deserve to wear the Knicks uniform. They don't even deserve to wear a basketball. They don't even deserve to wear Rutgers Park, you know. So those guys, at least, they play with talent, and they play with heart. They have talent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man, shoot.
They suck. The Knicks
suck.
They're
a disgrace. They're a disgrace, man.
Them and the Nets. The New Jersey Nets suck also.
Well, yeah, Nets suck too. They're 0-10. I mean, they have a better nucleus than we do. I mean, they have, you know, Brook Lopez, who looks like he's a double-double threat. He looks like he might be a player in the future. Devin Harris, he's a good point guard. Good young point guard. So they look like they're ways away. If Gallinari, continues to, you know, be the player that he looks like he's going to be, along with Tony Douglas, the rookie point guard, it looks like they might have some players, but...
Yeah.
Unless if LeBron James or Dwayne Wade or Joe Johnson, Chris Bosh or Stoudemire, or maybe even an old Dirk Nowitzki come here, they're not gonna do anything.
Right. Yeah, I agree. And the Nets, they might break the record for the most losses in the season. The way they're
not if Knicks beat them to it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm unfortunately gonna guarantee a win. The Nets are gonna win their first win against the Knicks.
Yeah. I wouldn't bet on it. I wouldn't bet against.
Remember that.
Hey, it definitely will happen the way we're going. But one of these two teams will break the record for the most losses in this NBA season. Watch.
Or both at this rate.
Like I said, I wouldn't bet against it.
Shoot. I was just saying Danny Walsh really needs to find some way to get a pick from a team that's I don't know, that's willing to deal a pick so we can get a pick so we can improve this team, because if they don't get Dwayne Wade or LeBron, they're gonna be doomed. Then they're gonna have to, you know, hopefully get somebody good and maybe even wait until the year after that.
They don't look like they can win a championship right now.
Nah, they definitely can't. Shoot. It'll be a miracle if they get into the postseason these next 5 years, the way how they're playing.
I don't know, man. I really don't know with this team.
The good news is that next year is going to be a totally different team. With all the salary, like close to like $21 million off the cap. And if they could find a way to get rid of trade Jeffries and Jeffries and Eddie Curry, they'll be in a definitely huge spot to definitely improve the team.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing. We're going to get rid of a lot of these guys. So,
yeah.
You know, if they get LeBron or Wade and, you know, start building a great team for the future.
Yep.
Because we've been waiting. The Knicks have won the championship in what?
36 years.
Yeah, 36.
Definitely they ain't going to win this year, so you could definitely add the 36 to it.
Ridiculous.
You don't have to wait until the end of the year.
I hope we get LeBron. I'm praying. I have the Bible under my pillow. Every night, praying that we get LeBron.
Definitely going to do that myself, too, man, because we definitely need this guy. And by the way, he's going to change his number from 23 to 6 to honor.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. Yeah, I heard, but with that, like, he was honoring him before.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense for him to do this.
Yeah, well.
You know? So, Yep. Well,
the legend is coming to an end.
Yep. Unfortunately, it's that time. I want to thank my co-host, Macaulay Matthews, for contributing to the show.
Thank you.
And I hope you guys check out his show. I'm Max. That's from 11 to 12. On this station, keep it locked in. And along with Macaulay Matthews, I'm William Ramos. So long as
I'm Macaulay Matthews. See you next week for Sports Over Legend, right?
Yep.
Right.
I'll see you next week.
Okay.
Have a great weekend.
Hello?